Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And I'm Karen Rausch, the Clinical Managing Editor of the American Journal of Nursing.
And we're here to talk about the highlights from our April 2012 issue. Karen, I'll go first and talk about our cover feature.
Okay.
This month's cover photo depicts a healthcare consumer who unfortunately often receives inadequate care, and that's a person with disabilities. There are an estimated 62 million non-institutionalized adults in the United States living with some type of disability, and this is not restricted to the elderly. National data show that disability occurs across the lifespan. We're very pleased this month to bring this article. There's actually two articles. One is an original research piece by Suzanne Smeltzer and colleagues, and it's the interactions of people with disabilities and nursing staff during hospitalization. And this explores the experiences of patients with disabilities when interacting with nurses and unlicensed assistive personnel when they are hospitalized. Also in this issue, we have a patient perspective on this, written by Lisa Iazzoni and Michael Ogg. Both Michael and Lisa have multiple sclerosis, and the article, Hard Lessons from a Long Hospital Stay, describes the inadequate and at times unsafe care given by staff during the 10 weeks that Michael Ogg, who is a quadriplegic from primary progressive multiple sclerosis, spent in four different facilities trying to get treatment for a pressure ulcer. It's really a very moving account, and I urge you all to read it. We also have a podcast this month of an interview I did with both Michael and Lisa, and I urge you to listen to that and hear in their own voices the message they would like nurses to know. Karen, do you want to talk about the other CE feature?
Sure. Our second CE feature this month is the underutilization of emergency contraception. And this looks at the reasons why emergency contraception is underutilized. And a statistic that I found surprising is that nearly half of all U.S. pregnancies are unintended. And yet, despite having this available and safe method of contraception, it is not used by so many people. They're either not aware of it. Nurse practitioners and other nurses are not aware or not encouraging or educating patients, women, to about emergency contraception. And the author, Kit Devine, talks about some of the reasons that is happening, and whether it's misconceptions about how emergency contraception works or misunderstandings about the safety of it. So it's really a very interesting article. Reading this, that can really help nurses increase their awareness of emergency contraception and correct some of those common misconceptions.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell, how about policy and politics? That we have that in, we haven't had that for a while, but I'm glad we have that and it's on an important topic.
Yeah, I think this is a really important and timely topic. It's on the Affordable Care Act, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, and the undocumented. So, and it looks at that even though the Affordable Care Act has many provisions that are intended to expand access to insurance coverage, it specifically excludes undocumented immigrants from coverage. So with the way the economy is and shrinking charity care subsidies, it asks a very important question. Who's going to care for and how are these people going to get care for those excluded from healthcare reforms benefits?
Another feature article we have this month is actually in a column, our Emerging Infections column, written by Betsy Todd, and it's called Are You PPD Positive? And in it she talks about how many healthcare workers do have positive tuberculin tests because they have been exposed to tuberculosis at work. And while many people regard it as kind of a benign occupational hazard that they've been exposed and their test is positive and they have kind of a latent TB, many never complete a course of treatment and don't realize that this latent infection can activate and become symptomatic and put patients and coworkers and family members at risk. So I urge you to read this article. Betsy does talk about guidelines for what nurses should do, how often they should be tested, and some risk factors that increase latent TB from turning into active TB. So I think that's an important article, especially if you're working in a hospital setting these days. And we also have our other columns. We have reflections, of course, the news, AJN reports, which this month is on the campaigns, reinvigorated campaigns to reduce elective births.
Early elective births, right. And talks about the risks involved in early elective deliveries and the attempts to really stop that practice.
Mm-hmm. And another article we have is our Evidence for Excellence column, which really looks at the current evidence base for treating various symptoms. And this particular one is on cancer-related fatigue and what evidence-based recommendations there are for managing this. And this is a really important article when you think that between 70% and 90% of patients treated for cancer do report experiencing fatigue. We also have online our very active website with the podcasts. There's a podcast, as I mentioned, with Lisa Iozzoni and Michael Ogg from the multiple sclerosis article.
And there's also a podcast with Kit Devine for the article on underutilization of emergency contraception.
So we hope you check us out online. We also have our blog, AJN Off the Charts. We're on Facebook and on Twitter. We hope you follow us. And if there's something you like to see in AJN or something you didn't like seeing in AJN, please email us and let us know. You can email me at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.
Or you can email me, karen.rausch@walterskluwer.com.
So until next month, thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy this month's issue of AJN.